listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about having a better measure than simple success. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 and 11, where we read, "And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, 'Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?' Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank." Now, we all know that you just can't live very long without water. God in heaven knows it. Moses knew it. And the thirsty nation of Israel knew it. So when the people complained again to Moses about their lack of water, it addressed a real problem. Yet Moses must have felt the pressure of always being the lightning rod for the problems of Israel. The way the people brought the problem didn't help either. They were steeped in unbelief. They were looking to Moses instead of looking to the Lord. And they showed that longing for Egypt all over again. Moses did what any burdened leader should do. He sought the Lord. He fell on his face before God at the house of the Lord, and he experienced a fresh encounter with the glory of the Lord. God told him what to do, and Moses began by doing exactly what the Lord had told him to do. He took the rod, and he gathered the people of Israel. But God never commanded Moses to speak to the nation. And he did. This is what he said. "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Moses felt that it was time for a lecture, and he really laid it on the people of God. The lecture itself was bad enough, but the attitude of heart that it showed was even worse. Moses lectured the nation with an attitude of heart that he had not shown before, one of anger and even contempt for the people of God. It was a bitter heart. Before, Moses fell on his face before God when the people rebelled. That's back in Numbers chapter 16. At Meribah, when the people contended with Moses, Moses, in wanting to give the people water, cried out to the Lord, but he didn't cry out against the people. That's in Exodus chapter 15. When the people did need to be boldly confronted, Moses did it. But previously, he did it without the edge of anger, contempt, and bitterness that we see here in Numbers chapter 20. You could say that there are 100 explanations for Moses' frustration, but there's not a single excuse for it. Moses not only took the rebellion of the people against the Lord too personally, but he also over-magnified his own partnership with God. He said, "Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" You see, Moses spoke as if he and Aaron were the ones really providing water for the people, and that God would be in a lot of trouble if Moses wasn't around to deal with the rock. His lapse into contempt for the people led him also into a lapse into subtle pride. Most pointedly, Moses disobeyed God directly by striking the rock instead of speaking to it. God told him specifically to speak to the rock. That's back in verse 8 of Numbers chapter 20. But Moses struck it. And not only did he strike it, but he also struck it twice. When he struck the rock at the beginning of the Exodus journey, he only had to strike it once. Now, out of anger and frustration, not only did he do it at all, but he did it twice. Despite Moses' lapse into a sinful attitude and action, God still provided abundantly for the people. We read, "Water came out abundantly." This teaches us that God's love for his people is so great that he will use very imperfect instruments, and that the fact that God uses someone is no evidence. It's not evidence to themselves, or it's not evidence to onlooking people that they themselves are really right with God, or that they're ministering according to God's heart. God would deal with Moses, but the people needed water, and so it was provided. Moses might have come away thinking that he did right, And that the people were probably thinking that way as well, because what Moses did seemed to work. But what works is not necessarily the best measure of what's right before God. In our moment of success, we may not be clear-headed enough to discern if we did whatever God asks us to do according to his heart. The winning athlete finished first, but his drug-enhanced performance made him a loser before God. The CEO cashed in on those stock options, but God knew that he was cooking the books before the SEC actually knew it. In the same way, Moses provided water, and it came miraculously, yet God knew that Moses didn't act according to his heart. Moses learned in this that there was a better measure than simply succeeding at something. Friend, are you learning that heaven's applause is more important than success in this world? I hope you are learning that. That's a lesson you can take to heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.